Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. We're so glad to be able to come your way today. Got an exciting program. We're going to be talking about current events. And also, we're proud to be able to say that today is our 90th program. It's a lot of programs, and we've been at it. And we just want to thank everybody who has helped, our technicians behind the scenes, all the guests who've come on to help to make Straight Talk what it is. Straight Talk is committed to being able to tell it like it is, to be able to go straight to the heart of the issue, to let you know that being informed does make a difference. And talking about being informed, do you not know in the city of Chicago was another killing of an unarmed black man, Paul O'Neill? I tell you, we must address this madness. It's gone from madness to sadness. It's very dreadful to know that individuals who are committed to being law enforcement officers, especially with the use of body cams to capture everything, in the case of Paul O'Neill, we see the body cams captured the run as they were chasing him and shooting at him. But then we see that all of a sudden there's no body cam footage of the actual shooting, other than the fact that he's shot and he's dead. Where does it stop? We can go on and on and on and on. Where does it stop? When does it stop? And people are wondering why is there a necessity for such a movement as does Black Lives Matter. This is an indication of why Black Lives Matter. Black Lives does matter, and we need to take seriously and have a regard for life. And this is why Black people are rising up, because it seems like law enforcement, especially blue lives, that when it comes to Black lives, it doesn't matter. And they just take the use of deadly force to the next level without any hesitation, and just the use of deadly force takes life after life. Not just only men, but women too. There's been 9 women that's been whose lives has been snuffed out this year. This is unacceptable. It's very unacceptable. And I want to encourage everybody to do what you can. I've started a letter writing campaign. Yes, I have. To the President of the United States. To the Justice Department. This is uncalled for. And any sane person cannot just sit back and just allow this to continue. We must collaborate together. We must stand up and stand out against this nonsense. I tell you, it just seems like that Black lives does not matter. And I tell you, you know, does cancer matter? I think you know the answer to that. Does a heart attack matter? And I think you know the answer to that. And, of course, all sickness matter. But we cannot consciously let this continue on and on and on. We must address the training methods that these officers are exposed to. And it is a problem, because even on in current events at a training facility where they were training officers on good guy versus bad guy, and one of the officers, he literally used not blank bullets but deadly force on another fellow officer, a woman at that, and killed her, which lets you know that there is a problem in training. There is some real agitation that's going on with the methods that are being used. I'm not saying that all men in blue and women are guilty of right out gestures toward the taking a way of lives, but it seems like something seriously is going on to the extent that it's a never-ending story, and we must address it. You know, I'm a product of the 60s, and you could get arrested for going in a restaurant that was for white only, or sitting on a bus that you had to go to the back of the bus. And if there was a peaceful demonstration, there was the use of fire hoses, billy clubs, vicious police tactical dogs, and use of blunt force. This actually went on. And to live in the 21st century, to see the escalation of this here, it almost seems hopeless. Is this what the law enforcement agencies are trying to do, to create a spirit of hopelessness and despair to the people who want to rise up and resort to chaos? I don't think so. But it seems so. because it just goes on and on and on in various parts of the country, the North, the South, the Midwest, the East, the West, killing after killing, brutality after brutality. Something is wrong. It's almost to the place where it's plain domestic terrorism. Yes, domestic terrorism. And what is it going to take for individuals to have a respect and regard for life to the extent that it seems like there's no respect for the regard of life to the extent that the use of deadly force has become top priority? But it is not top priority. It is nothing but asinine behavior. And when it's exercised, what is the measures that is taken? A paid vacation for an individual who used deadly force, which is referred to as administrative duty. I, for one, will not submit to such nonsense. I, for one, will not submit to such chaotic times where the men who take an oath to serve and to protect, they are rushed to judgment where they become judge, jury, and executioner all on the same day. It is not right, it is out of order, and it needs to stop. It needs to stop. You know, there used to be a time where officers knew what was going on in their communities. They knew what was happening on their beat. They were not just seen riding only in their cars. They actually walked the streets. They had a relationship with people in the community. They knew the community. If you ask the average person, could they name the officers on their beat, they couldn't even tell you because they don't know. And the officers don't know. But I am sick and tired of this nonsense, killing after killing. What is wrong with our society? What is wrong with our country? We're supposed to be one of the most civilized countries in the Western world, but it seems like we're uncivilized. And the men and the women who are committed to protect and to serve are doing a disservice to their oath. And, of course, I'm not talking about all officers. There are some really caring officers who get it, who understand. And I'm proud to say that we live in a community here in Harrisonburg where the officers, the HPD, Harrisonburg Police Department, they understand that the use of deadly force is not a top priority. I'm not saying that everybody's on the police force is 100% gets it, but the majority of them do. And the top brass gets it to the extent that police community relationships are a priority and it should be acted upon. But something is wrong. What messages are being sent across this country to the extent that time after time, vigil after vigil, the loss of life is taken week after week after week. Enough is enough. You know, back in the day, in 1917, there was a peaceful protest. It was called a silent protest, where 10,000 men, women, and children marched the streets of New York, Harlem, to register and to send a strong message that lynching was unacceptable. It was out of order. The killing of black men and women by the use of deadly force at that time, which was a rope around their neck, was unacceptable. And they marched the streets. They did anti-lynching campaigns that they did. to register a strong response that Black lives matter, and Black lives does matter. And it behooves us, anybody that has a conscience, to say something here is out of order. There's a pattern here that systematically repeats itself time after time after time. It's almost like there's a strong infiltration of the KKK within our law enforcement, white supremacists who have taken over the uniform, who have disregarded the hood and the cape, but now have on a uniform, and they resort to this type of action. Am I upset? Yes. Am I mad? Yes. Am I concerned? Yes. Do I want to see a stop to this? Yes. Does Black Lives Matter? Yes. I say that because it's true. Anybody knows all lives matter. Just like I allude to the fact that does cancer matter? Yes. Does heart attacks matter? Yes. Does all sickness matter? Yes. Sickness is sickness, and this is a sickness that is emanating within our country, and it behooves us to stand up and to rise up and to make a difference. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm telling you, I'm to the place where I think that there's going to have to be massive demonstrations across this country where literally individuals are going to have to do some civil disobedience to get the message across, to chain themselves up to police departments. Maybe then they'll even come out and shoot people then. I don't know, but I'm frustrated with this nonsense. It's just insane. Insane. People can't even drive a car without the fear of losing their lives. And I don't want to hear about all the other rhetoric of what's going on in the mass urban centers across our country. It is racist just to have men and women of the law enforcement just to patrol only those where, of course, there's crime and so forth. The crime is committed all over this country. Is it just to keep up the quotas of mass incarceration? Something is going on here, and it speaks for itself. All you got to do is look at the incarceration systems across this country, and you see the numbers speak for itself. The data speaks for itself. And I'm calling on everybody that has a conscience to realize that we must rise up to make a difference. I tell you, it's getting more and more scarier. We're having people on the political scene who are rising up saying that they are the law and order candidate, but yet it seems like everything that comes out of their mouth is nothing but a put down or a misjudgment or some innuendo or some asinine statement against some person. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Violence is not the answer. Listen, as I said, I'm a product of the 60s. And yes, I know that this is nothing new. For I lived in the era where the assault and the brutality that was used against the Black Panther Party and how Edgar Hoover classified the Black Panther Party is one of the most domestic terrorist groups here in the country. And he sought to do everything he could within his power to eradicate and to eliminate their being. Listen here. I remember when Mark Clark and Fred Hampton were brutally assassinated in Chicago at the apartment. I remember that. Listen, this is nothing new. This is nothing but a recycling of the past into the future. And that's why we who know the past and those of us who study history, we should rise up and stand up and speak out concerning the importance of working together to eradicate this nonsense. We must work together. We must not allow a civilized society as ours to constantly repeat this destructive behavior. You know, I'm calling on the white community to rise up. You know it's wrong. You know it's not right. Just like anti-lynching campaigns were right to speak up and to speak out against such brutal behavior. And there were white individuals back there during the time of lynching who refused to speak up and speak out against it. They were silent. And there's people today that know it's wrong. They know that there's corruption in some of our police departments across the country. They know that it's wrong to have repetitiveness of police brutality against unarmed black men and women. But they won't say nothing. It's just another killing, just another statistic, just another data collection. Your silence is a witness against you. And it calls on everybody to make a difference. And I would like to speak to the clergymen. Why aren't you rising up? Why aren't you saying something? The Bible speaks very boldly and proclaim that thou shalt not kill. But if this was white youth being killed like this across the country, there would be massive demonstrations all in up the country from the east to the west, to the north to the south. Black and brown people should not have to endure that. They should not have to. They should not have to. Shame on America. Shame on America that permits such behavior to exist in our police departments, who won't even fail to properly use a body cam so that people can get an accurate portrayal of what actually happened. Some of them don't care. They don't care. Like the killing of Walter Scott down in Charleston, South Carolina, who was stopped on a traffic stop. And yes, he ran. But what did the officer do? He just took out his gun and shot him down, shot him in the back, gunned him down. That is terrorism. I don't care what you call it. I don't care what you think it may be, what it may seem like. It's terrorism is what it is. You say, well, you need to calm down. I'll calm down when you rise up to speak up and to make a difference. Write your congressman. Write your senator. Write the president. Write the Justice Department. Don't give in. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Whatever it takes, whatever fiber you have within your spirit of equality, realize that something is very imbalanced here. And that we must do what we have to do to make a difference. We can no longer settle for the opposition of indifference to overtake us. Something is wrong in America when it's supposed to be a land of life, liberty, and justice for all. But it seems like there's a chasm and there's a separation between equality. We, the people, must stand together. And I'm calling on everybody within the sound of my voice, whoever hears this program, I want you to realize that it's time that we rise up, yes, to take out the bad apples. And I'm not saying through use of violence, but I'm talking about through prayer. I'm talking about through justice. I'm talking about through confrontation, through demonstrations, through peaceful protests. Whatever we got to do, mass demonstrations, whatever we got to do to bring this attention to the forefront, to realize that enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. There's a reason why Malcolm X said, by any means necessary, because he had got so fed up. He got so discouraged to the extent that he said, we're not going to just sit back and allow you to brutalize our communities like this here. Yes, but you see what happened even in the infiltration of that. His own brothers took him out. I'm telling you, we must be willing to make a difference. Well, you can tell that I'm concerned. You can tell that this is heavy on my heart. It is. It's heavy on my heart. Because it seems like week after week, there's another event. It just doesn't stop. And it doesn't stop just there. I mean, if you even go into the justice system, the court rulings, what everybody saw what apparently happened to Freddie Gray, how he was placed into that back of that there van and literally took a death ride to his death. Everybody saw what happened to Felipe Castillo. What happened to him? Just executed, just murdered right on the spot. We saw that. You can go on and on and on. Where, when, how does it stop? Does it stop? Well, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to calm myself down some because I am. I'm just concerned about this. And you should be too. If you're not a part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. But we'll be right back after our break. Welcome back to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. Well, I had me a chance to get me a cool glass of water, calm myself down some, because I am hot. I'm hot with this issue, because this issue is very real. And I think that we got to be willing to do what we got to do to make a difference. Can't just allow it to continue on. Can't. But we got to be willing to, as I said, to be a part of the solution to the problem. I think that part of the problem is because a lot of people don't really understand when we talk about America's original